This is East Carolina offensive coordinator Donnie Kirkpatrick. We are talking one of my favorite things, Pirate Football, on the Sports Objective, the official, unofficial podcast of the Pirates.
Where it is a first down. Pirates.
What is going on, Pirate Nation? We appreciate everyone tuning in whenever and however you're listening, whether it's right now live on YouTube, Facebook, or on Twitter, or archived on any of those platforms, or obviously anywhere you find podcasts, you can find us. Last night, we had an excellent show talking Crew 22, and obviously that is the 2022 East Carolina football signing class. We caught up with about half of those signees last night, and I'm catching up with another one right now. But before we welcome him in the show, let me welcome in my co-host, Matt Semenza. Matt, how are you?
Bubba, what's going on, man? Excited to be here again today. And last night we had a tremendous show, absolutely tremendous show. So many people tuned in, and we had a huge following. Really excited about this class. And you know, right now I'm really excited to meet with Sam Donka. You know, I've had a chance to break down some of Sam's film on Huddle, and just really impressed with, you know, what I see and the versatility that you're going to bring to the table.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Matt. You know, when you look at Sam, you know, he's certainly a very skilled and a talented athlete, and very excited that he's a Pirate, and look forward to him wearing the purple and gold over the next several years. But Sam, we appreciate your time this afternoon. Welcome into the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So just take us back and tell us a little about your high school career. And obviously, most recently, you were at Fork Union Military up in Virginia. So just tell us about your career as a football player and then your recruitment to East Carolina.
Well, I really started playing football, I want to say, about my freshman, sophomore year, like actually getting some playing time and stuff like that. So early on in my high school career, I was a cornerback. Small corner, physical, of course, and just like that, kind of just playing corner probably my junior year, and getting all state honors and stuff like that helped out with my recruiting, getting coaches to contact me and stuff. And you know, I struggled early on in the classroom. I was able to pick that up and fix it, of course, so that definitely played a part of my recruiting. But let's go next year. We lose about 8 players on defense. And it was just like, my coach was just like, hey, man, you think you could play a lot of positions? And I mean, I told him I could do whatever's best with you. So I came out, I played safety. Then I was like a hybrid kind of. So just like blitzing, playing in coverage, just doing a whole lot of stuff. I think that helps me out with just being a versatile athlete and stuff like that. Went to states, we lost my senior year, but we had won my junior year. And I was committed to Virginia Tech. I decided to go to Fork Union and take a prep year because I believed I was a scholarship guy. So
yeah, so, you know, as you take a look at your recruitment, tell us about, you know, your relationship that you developed with East Carolina head coach Mike Houston, and then which member of the Pirate staff was handling your recruitment in that area.
Yeah, Coach Scott recruited me at Fork Union and stuff. He also recruited me back when he was head coach at Norfolk State. So he had offered me a scholarship back then. So I had already had a previous relationship with them. And then with Coach Drew Dudzik, I mean, I've known Coach Dudzik for quite a while now. I guess my high school coach was his high school coach back in the day. So he would come in, check in the high school and all that stuff, and just having like simple conversations with my coach. So I was able to build a relationship with him, just running into the coach's office or something like that. So I was able to build a relationship with them. And then Coach Houston, man, that's my guy. I'm not gonna lie, I like talking to him. We've been able to build a relationship. You know, he's a busy man, but whenever there's time to talk, he'll always shoot me a call or something. So.
Sam, just checking out your profile, you know, it shows that you're 6'4", about like 220 pounds. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that really stands out on film, like I mentioned prior to the show beginning, is, you know, I think, you know, your height. I think you have a great frame that you're going to continue to grow into, and the versatility. You know, I mean, I see that it looks like, you know, you've been playing, you know, quite a bit in space where you're lined up over the slot receiver and you have the ability to drop back in coverage. And then, you know, also the ability to walk down over the, you know, the tight end or come off the edge. So, you know, I think that versatility will serve you really well in this scheme here. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, your conversations with Coach Blake Harrell, the defensive coordinator, and just how he sees you fitting into this scheme.
I mean, kind of similar. I mean, just like this, honestly, this game's the best fit for me out of all the schools that recruited me. And, you know, I just like how they're very physical and aggressive, like everywhere up front in the secondary, like it's all attack mode. And I think that's just like, that's what I want in a program. And just the conversations with them is just like, man, like they're going to do a lot of things with me. Whether it's putting me down up on the line and blitzing, dropping in coverage, like, man, it doesn't matter, man. Like, they're willing to do a lot with me, and I think I'm ready for it. So,
now, Matt, and Sam, you can probably relate to this as well, being that it's a current Pirate, but I think Matt, one of the probably most comparable guys on the current roster to the role Sam would have, would maybe be a guy like Jaire Wilson.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Bubba. I was kind of thinking the same thing, similar type frame. You know, Sam, you might be a little bit taller, but very similar build and skill set on the field. And again, like in this day and age in 2021, when you look at defense, it really is all about versatility. And you hear that word hybrid pop up a lot. And, you know, you see guys now, it's, you have to be able to cover, you have to be able to play in space, but you also have to be able to walk down and play physical on the line of scrimmage. And one thing I noticed about you, Sam, is you definitely like to bring the wood, which I certainly appreciate. You are not a guy that shies away from contact. where does that come from, Sam?
I guess just being hard-headed as a kid. I don't know. I mean, playing outside, just like, I don't know. I don't know, honestly. I mean, I'd get hurt, like, as a kid, but I'd just get back up. I mean, there's one story. I probably was, like, in the second, third grade. I'm playing tag or something, and I turn left, and I run into a pool. And there's, like, gushing blood just coming out of, like, my, like, eyebrow and all that. I split my eyebrow, had to get stitches. I mean, and I got up, and I was just like, I'm trying to play. They're like, nah, we got to take you to the hospital. I was still trying to play, so, I mean, I guess just like not being afraid, just ready. And then high school coaches, you know, just being relentless. Like that was our motto for defense, just being relentless and giving your all. So I think that helps me out a bit.
Now, Sam, the physical style of play that Mike Houston and his staff, you know, preach and is something that has really been embraced and, you know, come an awfully long way in the last 3 years. But as you take a look at it, I heard a member of the local media, you know, that handles the video side of things, you know, putting together highlight videos and things of that nature, just saying before how hard it was to put together anything as far as big hits, and that they could go through a whole season and just struggle to find many hard hits. And now they can get as many in one, maybe two games as they would out of 12 games.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just like hitting, honestly. I just like hitting. That's just my best way to say it. I just like hitting, man.
So, you know, Refresh Pirate Nation, I remember reading it when you were going through the process, but just talk about, and you talked about your recruitment as far as which coach was handling it, but one of the big selling points for East Carolina is our fan base. So just talk about, you know, getting on campus, seeing a beautiful campus, and and being able to see what Pirate Nation brings to the table?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fan base is like, that's 11 out of 10. I'm not going to lie. So before I got a scholarship, I think I was coming. It might have been the Tulane game that I came up. And like, I'm not even on scholarship. I haven't received an offer yet or none of that. And I'm just like walking to the stadium, walking to the athletic department, get my name tag and stuff like that. And while I'm walking, I guess we're crossing through the tailgate, and like, fans are just like cheering us on and just like just making us already feel at home. And they're just like offering us food and all kinds of stuff. And I mean, like, was playing a little horseshoe game or whatever, where you got to throw it on the little thing, on the little metal rod or whatever. I was playing that game with them and then headed up into the, what you call, into the athletic facility. I mean, yeah, the fan base is like, it's incredible. And then I was there on my the Cincinnati game, the day after Thanksgiving, literally the day after Thanksgiving. I'm just seeing the stadium packed out. And I'm just like, man, these fans could be at home with their family. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and they decided to come watch ECU football. So I like that. It's a small town, and they're all about ECU football.
Yeah, no doubt. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, no, I was just going to agree with Sam, and I just want to, you know, continue. I love the excitement, the enthusiasm, and you're 100% right. You're going to love playing football in this town, Sam. I mean, the nice thing about Greenville is the town literally revolves around East Carolina football specifically, and baseball too, and basketball. I mean, all the sports, but it revolves around the university, and it is just a great college town. It's a unique atmosphere. And I think you're going to have a tremendous experience here without question. So, you know, with that said, Sam, I wanted to ask you, have you had a chance to check out some of your other, you know, future defensive teammates here on film? Guys like, you know, Zakai Barker. Have you had a chance to watch any of them yet?
In this recruiting class with me?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of their highlights. I mean, they're raw. Like Marlon, I was just watching because I was in the podcast with him about last week. I mean, that boy is a physical runner. Defensively, I've seen what you call Zakai Barker. Yeah, that boy knows how to hit. That boy knows how to hit. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, that's why I asked you specifically about him, because when I watched both of you guys, very different frames. He's a shorter body type, stockier, whereas you're a lengthy guy. But you both, it really jumped out to me. You both like to bring the wood. You both run to the ball and finish tackles, which I really like. So I could see the two of you guys, and obviously all the other guys too, but I could see the two of you guys having a great future here at ECU.
Yes, sir.
Now, Sam, before we dive a little bit deeper into some other topics, so you touched on your recruitment. You talked about committing to Virginia Tech and coming out of high school before going to Fork Union. What other programs, in addition to East Carolina, did you consider?
Out of high school, I was thinking about Fork Union or going to JUCO. I mean, COVID hit, not too many scholarships out to give. Got to prefer walk-on. Took it to Tech, and then thought about it again, like, man, is this what I want to do? Like I said, I started looking into JUCOs and like prep schools, and I was like, man, I don't want to touch your eligibility. So my guy, Coach Peterson, locked me in with Fork Union. I got connected with them, and then just out from there, I mean, recruiting started to pick up. EC was the first school to offer me, which I really took into consideration. I thought about that. They weren't the first school to like be afraid and pull the trigger on me or none of that stuff. I mean, other schools started coming along. I started building relationships with them, but from the moment they offered me, I knew it was home, because you weren't afraid to like offer me. After all I've gone through and recruiting and all that stuff, not the first school to jump on me, not the first school to be afraid and jump on me. I mean, that took a lot.
Now, Sam, from a recruit's perspective, talk about you know, your perception of the American Athletic Conference. Obviously, you have Cincinnati. Yes, here in the next year or two, they're moving to the Big 12. But but Cincinnati busted down that glass ceiling, so to speak, and is in the college football playoff in the semifinal in the Cotton Bowl against Alabama. So, what are your thoughts on coming into a league like the American, and just obviously that shows that if East Carolina continues to develop as a program like we plan to, that we can play in New Year's Six bowl games and maybe even get into the college football playoff.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, I think the American Conference is one of the best group of five conference out there. I mean, you see Cincinnati competing with these Power Five schools and they're ready to play with them. ECU played them and unfortunately they lost, but it wasn't a bad loss. Like, it was just little mistakes that could have prevented the loss. And I mean, just bringing in this class, like, I think we could build something great here.
Now, Sam, you talk about beginning your football career, you know, relatively late compared to most there once you got to high school. You know, tell us a little about your family's background and so forth, and, you know, your family's heritage, and then also, you know, some of your interest away from the football field.
I mean, my family, they moved. I don't know exactly when they moved over here, but my mom and dad, they moved to America. They're originally from Ghana, West Africa. They moved over here. So my older brother and rest of my siblings can honestly have like a better living and better lifestyle. Of course, like, education and all that stuff is like the best out here compared to what it is back at home. So, I mean, just them moving here, sacrificing a lot just to give us a great opportunity. I thought I could do my best and just using my blessings, my gift that God gave me. And that's what parents don't have to pay for any sort of education. So, I mean, yeah.
That's fantastic. I love to hear stories like that, Sam. Really, what it is, it's the American dream, right? And, so happy for your family. And, I was curious, Sam, were you the type of guy that, were you always on the taller end, or were you kind of a late bloomer where you kind of shot up at a certain point in high school?
Probably high school, middle school, high school. So I want to say eighth grade, I was probably like 5'3", 5'2". I was short. And then I want to say going into my freshman year, like that spring, summer, I grew about like 7-8 inches. Went up to like 6'1" or something. Yeah, that was crazy. My doctor was like, she's never seen anything like that. And then, you know, my family, like, I'm the tallest in the tree for as long as I know. Like, I don't know how tall my grandpa or my uncles are, but I know that, like, with my immediate family home right now and all that stuff, I'm the tallest in the tree. Like, my dad's like 5'6", mom's probably like 5'7", 5'8". Probably the tallest, probably my oldest brother, but he's like 6 foot maybe. So, I mean, I don't know where the height came from. I guess it's just a blessing.
Now, Sam, in addition to football, what other sports, if any, did you play?
I didn't really take any of these sports serious, I guess. I mean, track, I ran probably my sophomore year. I stopped, focused on football. Played basketball sophomore and senior year. I really stopped playing sports after my sophomore year just to focus on football, though. Senior year, I also played lacrosse, just something to try out, something to just mess around and have fun with. And it turned out I wasn't actually as bad for someone that's never picked up a lacrosse stick before. Played D midi, and I was all right. Yeah,
lacrosse is definitely an entertaining game to watch. And my high school didn't have it, you know, when I was there. I guess they got a program within the last 10 years. But I think if it had been around, it's something I'd have been interested in, because you definitely have some contact and it's a fast-paced game.
Yeah, it's physical, for sure.
But, you know, outside of sports, you know, what are some of your interests when you're not working out, not getting ready to play a football game, and working on your craft there? What are some other things that you enjoy doing?
I used to go fishing with my boy. One of my close friends. He took me fishing for the first time. I mean, I actually enjoyed that. I think that's very peaceful. And it's something I could just sit back and relax and just enjoy the view and stuff like that. I'm not really good at catching fishes, but I think the only fish I probably ever caught was a catfish, maybe. Yeah. But a decent sized one.
Yeah, on your visit, I don't know if you had an opportunity to meet current linebacker Bruce Bivens, who's, you know, he's been in the program a long time, and unfortunately, you won't have the opportunity to play with him. But Bruce, I remember hearing him say that, you know, he's a big fisherman. He just liked to lay back, on the beach or by the pond, lake, whatever, enjoying waiting on a bite.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's very calm and peaceful. So I'm going to just clear your mind. Well, I like to play with my niece. That's another thing I'd say. I got a 4-year-old niece. She'd just be running around, so I'd be playing with her.
Matt, do you have anything else for Sam?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, Sam, you know, certainly no shortage of places to fish in Eastern North Carolina. You can get out to the Outer Banks, you know, if and when you have a day off from football, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly no shortage of places there. So I think you're going to be very happy with your new home.
Sure.
Now, Sam, as we wrap this up, obviously here in, I guess about a week from now, week from today, actually, as we're recording this on Monday, the 20th, the Pirates will be taking on Boston College in the Military Bowl up at Navy Marine Corps Stadium. You know, what are your thoughts about that? And obviously it's a great opportunity for the program to get win number 8 and beat an ACC opponent.
I mean, like it shows, I mean, it's just like another, like, accomplishment or goal. I mean, you come out, you're about to play an ACC school, Power Five team, and just showing that someone in the American Conference can play and compete with them is the next step in the future, of course, you know. So, I mean, I'm excited for that. It's not too far from home, so I'm thinking about maybe taking that hour drive, go check it out.
Sounds good. We hopefully you'll be able to make it over to Annapolis, and I know there will be several thousand members of Pirate Nation, hopefully pushing at least 8,000-9,000, if not more, there, and should be an excellent atmosphere. And we appreciate your time this afternoon. Look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care, Sam.
Hey, Sam, great to meet you. Great to meet you. Wish you nothing but the best.
Matt, you know, very interesting conversation there. Like so many of the ones, you know, we talked to last night, you can tell sharp student-athlete that Mike Houston and his staff bringing into the program. But, you know, go ahead. We had a little bit of a lag there. You're good. Got you now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I continue to be impressed with all these recruits. And, you know, beyond the football ability, the character, the fact that these guys really want to be Pirates, and they're very well spoken. So I remain very impressed with this whole class, and you know, kudos to the coaching staff for putting this together, because you know, like Jay Sunhalter said last night, high school accomplishments are great, but when you arrive on campus, it's all about the work ethic, it's about the discipline, it's about how good you really want to be at the college level. So you know, I sky's the limit for these guys.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, college football, once you get to that point, I mean, you know, it's a full-time job, and you have to really want to do it, and it's clear these young men have a passion for it, and going to be interested to see how their careers pan out over the next several years. But before we wrap this up and get out of here, we'll plug some of our upcoming content. On Tuesday night, we'll have a overtime for you, as the Pirates will be taking on Southern Miss. a rare noon tip-off at Williams Arena Menchie's Coliseum against Southern Miss. And that was dictated by the Golden Eagles' travel plans. And so East Carolina accommodating USM there, allowing them to get back to Hattiesburg a little bit sooner. But in addition to that, we'll also have a very interesting conversation with former Cincinnati head coach Rick Minner, as we'll take a look at the Cotton Bowl, talk about the season that UC has had. Obviously, Coach Minner did a great job there back in the 90s, and he is plugged back into that program. And, you know, as you look at it, I think Cincinnati, last time I saw, was about a 2-touchdown underdog, or maybe a little bit more than that, to Bama here in about a week and a half. But we'll have that conversation with Coach Minner, and then we'll have more content headed your way later in the week, and before taking a break for Christmas, and then resuming after Christmas with our coverage up in Annapolis. The entire Sports Objective team will be there for the bowl game against BC. For Matt Semenza and, of course, Tatum Duncan, this is Bob Rosenbaum. You've been listening and watching the Sports Objective. Have a great one, everyone.